helping people. Our experiences in life often give us the platform to share with people. Jenna Forehand is our guest on Making Your Life Count.
You know, especially in this day and age, one of the greatest ways we connect with one another is through our stories. What we really just need is to be able to tell others the story of what God has done in our life. That there is no denying God did this in our life. And I'll tell you, the greatest story in the Bible that taught me this is when Jesus died and then was resurrected, and Thomas, who got the name Doubting Thomas, said, "I will not believe until I see his scars for myself." So, you know, Jesus appears to him and says, "Here they are, you know, here's my scars."
And using scars as a sharing opportunity can be both difficult, but also rewarding.
Many of us have gone through difficult times in our marriage. Maybe we've, you know, through divorce like Dale, or maybe a loss of a child that put a strain on our marriage, or we're empty nesters now and we had poured our life into our children and now we don't know each other. And I mean, all the things that happen in the course of life and in the courses of the ebb and flow of marriage, and it causes us wounds and it hurts us. But as God takes us through those and heals us and frees us, they become scars. And scars are just showing where we've been. And there's people out there who need to believe, and they need to have hope that their marriage can be salvaged. They need to have hope that even if they've divorced, God can still put that back together. We are a people who just need hope in our lives. And the greatest hope we can give one another is to say, "Look, here's my scars." Then use those scars to show to someone else so that they too can believe and have hope today in Jesus.
Why don't you take every opportunity to share your source of true hope with people? And that true hope is Jesus Christ.